Hello and welcome to Squid Pro Quo, a Squid Game podcast where there are only three rules. One, a player is not allowed to stop podcasting. Two, a player who refuses to podcast will be eliminated. And three, the podcast will be terminated if the majority agrees. I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And we're the Squid Boys.
We're the Squid Boys.
We're covering episode 9 today.
Yes.
But before we get into that, Sean, I actually have an email.
I'd love to hear the email.
And it's from our good friends, the mother and son duo of Kim and Landon.
Let's go, dude.
And Kim says, hello, Kim and Landon, back to answer your questions. If we had number 11 or any number, really, they're talking about the bridge game, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
We'd take the 50-50 offer, particularly after Jip's explanation of the odds.
Okay.
Also, yes, if one of us were second and up to overtake, we would.
Okay.
Now, were we in this season and happened to come behind Ashley, no way are either of us overtaking her turn, but standing firm until she jumps at least as many times as MatPat and hopefully falls before completing. I love that you called them MatPat.
I'm so happy about that. That's really good.
Assuming you've completed episode 8 by now, but we were absolutely furious that no one stood their ground with that.
Yeah, it's insane. It never comes back up except for my.
Right. Another strategy Landon thought of was, regardless of your number, volunteer to take the final jump after you've done your 50-50 jump. Pretend to struggle whether to jump left or right and run the clock down to 5 seconds. Jump. If you land safely, jump to the end at the last second and eliminate everyone else. If you guess wrong and fall, the whole game is over as everyone is out because they have no time, LOL.
That is the greatest idea that I've ever heard in my life. I wish somebody would have done that in the real Squid Game.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There's probably some rules that would thwart this plan, but it was fun to consider. Still loving the podcast and so glad to hear you will have a bonus episode and that there's a season 2 looming.
Oh.
Thank you, Kim and Landon.
Thank you so much. I love that you use the word looming. It's so menacing for some reason, like it's a threat.
our existence, Sean, is a threat.
That is true. That's why people scream and run away.
Right. But thank you so much for the email. I think we talked about this last episode, you kind of, through TikToking and things like that, revealed that the clock isn't really a factor.
Yes.
I think they planned for that, but that's still a brilliant idea if it's like a real, real game, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just brilliant. If you wanna be like those two wonderful people who wrote into us, you can email us at squidboy. Fuck, what is it?
I don't know, dude. This is your.
I literally
your
just
job.
Had it, and now I'm like, what?
Oh.
If you want to be like Kim and Landon, you can email us at squidboys with a Z SPQ at gmail.com, and we will answer any questions you may have or just read your email. So thank you to Kim and Landon. I think we can move on with the episode, Sean, because you don't have anything, right?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything. The Discord has kind of exploded into spoiler chat, understandably, for the finale. And even though I have been spoiled on who wins, I still have been avoiding clicking all those links. So
that's smart.
We'll hit that final on that final episode, which I don't know if we've talked about on the podcast when that will be coming. But this might be a good time to kind of to say
it'll.
Yeah, go ahead.
The last episode, episode 10, will be posted on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And then typically we've been posting on Mondays and Wednesdays. The bonus episode will not be that following Wednesday. It will be sometime after the new year. Sean and I want to make sure we get all the context and everything and let people answer any questions they want to answer before we dive into the final episode. We'll be talking about, you know, different player strategies, different facts we have found out after the games from TikToks and Twitch streams and various, all those things. I almost said TikToks twice.
Yeah, there's also a 30-minute, like, Netflix special that's
a
behind-the-scenes.
We'll
behind
probably
the scenes.
Watch that.
Probably
talk
watch
about
that.
That.
So, yeah, it won't be immediately after we finish the show, but, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know if that's...
We kind of rushed this because it's kind of a cultural moment. Full disclosure, I will be traveling to Mexico on January 4th, so it won't be immediately after the new year either. I don't think we'll have time before that to get it done. But thank you for listening, everybody. We've had such huge growth in this podcast this year from Squid Game The Challenge. I mean,
I I didn't think that this was going to be. I thought we might get some more growth from like season two, whenever that comes out in the next year or two. But I was not. I was expecting this to be the thing that you and I did for like giggles.
Yeah.
And it's definitely become more than that.
Like we said, we were covering it for a bit. To be, you know, to be funny boys. And it ended up being something we've really enjoyed. And so thank you, everybody who's joined us. Thank you. There have been a lot of people that joined the Discord. A lot of people that have, you know, emailed and answered like the interact things and voted in the polls. So we really appreciate that, you guys. That being said, let's get into the episode.
Yo,
Sean.
The episode. Here's what I've got to say about overall in like, you know, this transitory space of talking about the whole show into the specific episode is that I've been enjoying these last few episodes, but definitely not anywhere near as much as I enjoyed the first couple. I think that losing some of the characters, like the really big personalities, has kind of, and you know, like obviously that's how it happens when it's this kind of reality thing where they're playing games and stuff, and there's a lot of opportunities for people to go home. But I do feel like as we've come down to these last few people, they all seem very nice, but maybe not the most interesting and exciting group of people to watch compared to like Lorenzo or the other guy, the sociopath whose name is Brighton.
I agree with what you're saying, but I disagree that made the episodes not as good.
I guess I shouldn't say not as good, not as engaging for me. I actually think
what's carried these last two episodes are the two games they play.
I think the games have been good, yes.
And this next game is, I said this last episode, I believe, this is my favorite game they play.
I think it's a really good game. I think that this game is shot really well. They do something that we'll talk about in a little bit that I really like. But the games are definitely carrying. I think that it's just, they really struck gold with that first group of people. There were some big personalities in there, and we are left with some very, very nice people, it seems. I think
my guy Phil really shines in this episode.
I love Phil in this
Phil
episode.
Phil is absolutely incredible in this episode.
He's the best part of the episode for sure.
He absolutely shines here.
I can't help but miss Lorenzo, even though he was a sociopath. I'm sure Lorenzo maybe is actually nice in real life. I'm not sure, but yeah. I don't want to say like
Sean in wrestling.
Kayfabe.
No, not kayfabe.
Oh no. Okay.
That,
okay.
Even though that is a concept in wrestling, there's a concept in wrestling called negative heat.
Mm-mm-mm.
Meaning, you know, the good guys are supposed to be cheered and the bad guys are supposed to be booed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But negative heat is like people actually just hate you, whether you're a poor wrestler. Or, it's not your character work or your wrestling that's getting the crowd to boo you. People just don't fucking like you.
Yeah.
Logan Paul is a great example of current day. Uh-huh. But Logan Paul's kind of, this isn't a wrestling podcast, but he's kind of turned the negative heat because he's actually done so well in the ring. But Ashley is the epitome of negative heat. She's not a good bad guy because she's just so unlikable. And just so wrong, and like it almost like I don't even like Mai that much. I think Mai's kind of like, we'll talk more about Mai as this goes on, but I'm not a fan, but I feel bad for her just because Ashley is so like, and the problem is if everybody, like, she'd be a good villain if the other people there were like, I don't know what Ashley's doing, like, she's kind of like gaslighting Mai, or she did this thing with Trey, but it's like everybody no-sells it because they all want to be too nice, and so it's just not good.
They really have ended up with like some of the nicest groups of people like coming into the end of this, and so it's like it's kind of really heartening to see these people react this way and want to be so fair about everything. Like, everybody seems so cool and nice about it for the most part. But it does make it like when you're watching a television show, you do want a little bit of like, okay, but like,
yeah,
when is Lorenzo going to spit on an apple or something, you know? Like,
right. Yeah, no, for sure. I agree. And it's, they ended up with, it's kind of like we talked about how, you know, this show goes against the meaning of the Netflix show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we were like, well, it kind of doesn't because these people are backstabbing each other for money. But these people have really stopped doing that with the exception of Ashley. And so it's like it almost makes for worse television in a way. I just think the game
kind
in
of
this episode. Right. It is kind of heartening. It makes you feel good as a person. But like when you're sitting here like with your popcorn, like, hey, I want to watch people like fucking rude to each other. Yeah. It doesn't really get there.
This game is so good, though.
The game carries for sure.
And you talked about Ashley.
Forces them.
You talked about Ashley, which I think is a good transition into how this episode starts, which is just everybody's mad at Mai because Mai tried to get Ashley out. And somebody goes, she's not part of the group.
Well, it's Roland. It's Roland. Mai's not part of the group, but I trust her and I'm glad she's here.
Yeah.
So
which
Roland,
is just...
I'm not quite sure. I think Roland's finally, you know, this guy definitely smokes a lot of weed, and I think he's definitely coming out of his weed haze now. You know, his withdrawals have hit him, and he's finally like, and he's still, but his brain is just so damaged, he can't think like a normal person.
I didn't say any of that, Roland. If you're listening,
okay.
I think
okay,
you're
Roland.
Very nice.
Roland,
I think
you're
very nice.
A cool dude to chill with. I'm just saying, like, what you said makes no sense.
It doesn't.
There are 9 players left, and they show the players on the screen, and dead center in the middle is Ashley, and she looks like a psychopath in her picture. She looks terrifying. Like, her eyes are really intense. It's like the person that took her picture, she was mad at them in the moment, and it's just insane. $4.47 million is there, which the more we've talked about the money, the weirder it is to me that they keep track because it's going to be $4.56 million
at the
no
end,
matter
anyways.
What.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it's at 4.47. And it's like, yes, that's how many people got eliminated.
I think that's something from the original that just doesn't translate as well. Cause I mean, we've talked a lot about how in the original, there's a really there's a clear connection being made between those dollars and the value of people's lives, right?
Right.
And you just can't do that when, even though quite frequently do they act like they're being taken off set to get shot in the back of the head, that's clearly not what's happening. So I think tracking the money doesn't make as much sense when you don't have that kind of thematic through line happening.
Right. No, I agree.
I did write down kind of, this is my early note as we were kind of getting settled into who was left and stuff. This is actually the longest I've gone within between watching episodes. I just watched this episode today when we were going to record, and it's been a couple days since we recorded the last one. But I did just want to write down that this feels from a television perspective, exciting drama. Possibly the worst possible combination for the final group of people just because everybody's so nice to each other.
Right.
But I did write into my notes, except Hallie. And I just want to say, you know, Hallie, if you're listening.
Oh, no. Hallie, I don't know what he's going to say. That's it.
I just want to say, Hallie, I'm really glad that you got to the final couple people. And I think what happens later in this episode is a fucking crime. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Hallie is a beautiful woman, Sean, if that's what you're saying.
Hey, I'm just saying Hallie is the contestant that should have gone all the way.
Looked her up on Instagram, Chicago, Illinois, not far from me. So,
so you hey,
could
come visit
me.
I was about to say, Mike,
then you could go there.
That would be very stalkerish. Hallie's listening to this.
I have found that gingers don't really like gingers.
Don't ruin my hopes and dreams. At some point, somebody says, wait, you're saying that you can't trust the people here? I don't remember why they say that, but I'm like, yeah, no, you're all playing for $4 million.
Well, it's Roland. He says, I have this feeling that I thought I could trust everyone. And then someone just snaps.
Oh, okay.
And shows a side of them that I didn't think was there. And he's talking about Mai.
Yeah.
I don't think she snapped.
She didn't snap.
That's just not what happened. She
and
did
I'm like,
not snap.
Like,
we get
on,
a scene with my two least favorite people, Ashley and Amanda, who are just shit talking Mai. And Ashley, you know, kind of makes the comment like, she's walking around not talking to me like I nominated her. And Ashley's just trying to get like people to be on her side on this, but it's like, it's strange because she says, "Bitch, I ain't fooled one lick," which I think is funny, but it's strange because it's like no one's not on her side.
Yeah, everybody has reacted seemingly to me the wrong way. And like we talked about this a little bit last time, that there's a lot of like the contestants are saying different things about the edit, but talking purely from the perspective of what we're being given on the show, it does seem very strange the way that everybody is reacting to this.
So we get a My Talking Head where she mentions she's an adjudicator, which actually comes into play later, but she does it to help immigrants come into the United States, which is really cool.
It's really cool, but she had a line when she's talking about all this where she's like, "It's taught me that emotions shouldn't play a part in all of this." And maybe
it's me. I don't think she follows that, but...
Oh, no, I don't think she does either. But at the same time, I'm like... when you're talking about people's lives, I feel like emotion maybe should play a slight part in it.
I think what she's trying to say is like, you know, she has to make tough decisions regardless of the emotions involved. Right?
I get the idea. It's just the way that it's said. I was like,
some people, you know, no matter, it doesn't matter, you know, how what their story is or whatever. If they don't have the right documents, they can't come to the country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you can't, you know, just decide to make that decision.
I understand.
I think that's what she meant.
Like, I don't hold it against her, but it just was like, it was kind of weird. I was like, I don't know about that. And they continue on talking about how, like, we can't really blame Mai.
It's Sam. He's like, I wrote, Sam is talking like Mai was playing some sort of, like, game.
Yeah. He says that, like,
but she just did it because what's really maddening about all this is Mai doesn't say to anybody, "I did this because I saw her get Trey eliminated."
She does.
Basically,
she does
says
say
it later
that
to Ashley, but she doesn't.
And she also says it to Sam, doesn't she? When they're talking one on one,
I kind of I don't remember exactly what she says to Sam, but like, yeah,
it's frustrating for sure.
It is because it's like she should have, when they're playing the dice game, said, "Hey, I'm only doing this because she did not do the 50-50 for Trey," and she doesn't.
Yeah,
and it's very strange.
It's very maddening. It's, you know, people are like, "Oh, well, I have to respect that she's playing the game for herself." It's like, that's not what happened. Somebody says like, "Well, you know, we've decided to play a game of civil decency." And I'm like, you're on fucking Squid Game. Like, come on. You're not like you guys are being very cool and very nice about this. But it's reality TV show where you're competing for $4.5 million. You're not playing a fucking game of civil decency. Like, I just, to me, I can't even say that it's some holier than thou type stuff, because I think that these people, for the most part, are genuinely practicing what they're preaching in this. It's just like, I think for the most part, I should say.
Well,
I think
Amanda says this thing here where she... I don't remember who she's talking to, someone without a name, basically. Mm-hmm. But she's like, you know, we all agreed to play the game a certain way, but I knew she was going to do that.
Yeah, which,
and
it's like,
come on.
And when I'm talking about these people, I'm really not talking much about Amanda. I'm talking about the rest of the people that are left and the ones that are kind of, like, turning the blind eye to all this. Like,
right.
I believe, and I, from what I've seen, it does feel like they are playing this game of civil decency that they talk about.
Right.
But I don't believe that that's what this is at this point. And I think that when you get to like what happens in the game that they play, it's like, yeah, we're way past the point of civil decency.
Right. So lights go out. We get the title card. Finally, Mai's losing her mind, by the way. Just,
yeah,
she can't
absolutely
trust anyone. She's bawling. She, you know, falls asleep to her tears.
I think it's to her advantage in a way.
Yes. A bit. Everybody wakes up and we get this insane shot of Haley brushing her snake tongue, is what I wrote.
Yeah, they do show that.
I just saw it again because I haven't.
Yeah.
Sean, what do you think about that?
I got nothing to add to this conversation.
Are you sure you don't?
I think that I think that Mai goes up to Sam and is like, hey, I got to talk to you.
Well, hold on. You're missing an important moment where she's braiding Roland's hair for him.
Right. That's true. That does come back later.
And Phil says this crazy thing to me where he's talking to Sam and he's like talking about how things went. And he goes, you know, some things happened, but I think this is the best outcome. And what I wrote after that was, fuck Jackie, I guess, Phil.
Also,
the person that you were like devastated to lose, I guess, fuck her, you know. Oh.
Also, Trey is fucking dead, guys.
Yeah.
Like, did we forget that Trey fucking lost his life on the bridge? He's actually dead in real life.
Right. Trey actually died.
Actually died. I watched him fall to his death, dude. Like, what the fuck?
It wasn't a stuntman. So Mai brings Sam in the bathroom because she wants to appeal to Sam.
Yes. Which, odd choice to me. I don't know. Like, again, the dynamics are different. Like, they've been in here a lot longer than it seems, so there's a lot of relationships that we don't see. But I almost feel like I would have wanted to appeal to Phil.
Yeah, I think Sam's seen as a little more of a leader than Phil at this point. So that's why. And Sam is closer with Ashley, I think, than Phil.
I guess
is.
That, yeah, yeah.
So that you're right. She does tell Phil that on the glass bridge, she showed me a lack of teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam just kind of ignores her point. Like,
yeah,
it just kind of moves on.
It like that's where, like, again, the editing feels a little weird. Like,
yeah,
we've talked about where it's like he just doesn't have a response to that, and it's like, okay, I guess.
Right. And he's just kind of like, right, and she's like, I want you to understand where I'm coming from, and he's just like, I'm trying to play the game in a way I'd be proud of. So, like, not only does he, like, move on, he's just judging her. And
yeah,
it's just very weird. But Mai decides she's going to apologize to Ashley.
Which I feel like is the best thing Mai could have done. I feel like Mai handles this very well.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's probably the smartest play she makes in these two mm-hmm, episodes mm-hmm. because Mai makes some really bad calls here later on. We get a fun little scene with Hallie and Roland, and they're like kind of hitting it off, Sean.
Yeah, it's really actually this is when Roland became one of my favorite people on the show because she's like, oh, what's your like go-to pickup line? And he goes, I do this really smooth thing where I don't go up to her. And I was like, Roland is the best.
Yeah.
Roland might be my favorite person on this show now. I that was the moment where Roland won me over.
And then we get a talking head from her where she talks about how she's a twin, Sean.
I know. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And she talks about how, like, so I also, on the Squid Game, the challenge, ta-dum.
I'm sorry.
Ta-dum, you know? Like, ta-dum. Like, it's the sound that the fucking Netflix logo makes.
What are you talking about?
You know, the Netflix, that's what they call their fucking, like, they call it ta-dum.
Okay.
It's like the sound that the Netflix logo makes. And on the like the Squid Game The Challenge page, there's the, you know, the thing with all the people that we've talked about a million times.
Oh, like on the website.
Yeah, yeah, okay. On the ta-dum.
What?
so no, on here it says that Hallie wants to use the prize money to help her twin sister pay for law school.
Well, that's nice.
That's really nice. I think that was really cool. And I saw that after she talked about the whole twin sister thing. And I thought that was really neat as well, just because she talks about in the talking head about, like, they're always pitted against each other. And so I thought it was interesting that, like, regardless of that, even in the, you know, I mean, she could be lying in the fucking thing.
Right.
But in there, at least, she says that she wants to pay for her sister's law school.
Yeah, that is very nice. Any other facts about her that you've been
I didn't find anything else on... Oh, I didn't. Well, she works in public relations.
I didn't find anything. She works in public relations.
It says it on the fucking occupation thing.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Is there anything interesting about any of these people?
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's move on. So,
Ashley
have a chat, and Ashley gaslight. Girl boss gatekeep. It's actually ridiculous how much she gaslit her.
It's kind of impressive.
And she's like, well, I jumped. I took my turn. Yeah, but you waited for Trey to die. Like,
yeah, yeah. As we've been talking about in this podcast, you waited for Trey to literally actually fall to his death. Because that's what happened.
He actually died. And Mai kind of plays dumb. She's like, I didn't quite see what happened. Mm-hmm. And there might be some truth to that.
But I mean, like, that's what all the contestants are saying after the fact as well.
She's like, I jumped. And, like, Mai never goes, like, hey, you didn't jump for Trey.
She doesn't clarify her whole point.
I think she makes a decision here to, instead of, like, standing her ground, to apologize and move on to make it better. Because otherwise it makes no sense. Like, it's just...
I think at this point that might also be the right call. It's just like, clearly nobody's going to switch over to your side on this. Like, you're in the end here. Like, Mai has realized what it seems like everybody is starting to realize, which is some people are going to not make it to the end of this. Like, it seems like people are now just starting to realize that these people that they're like, oh, we're such good friends. Like, you're going to have to get rid of them at some point if you want to win. And I feel like Mai is like, okay, I just got to play this game now and try and win. Like, we're at this point that, like, me trying to be friends with all these people like this, it's not worth trying to win them over to my side. I might as well just go.
Right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then Ashley gets a talking head where she goes, I hug you and I apologize, but I see my eyes are open to you, Mai, in the game you're playing.
Yeah, you know, definitely playing a game. Yeah.
And then we're going to move on to the next game, which is my favorite game in Squid Game, The Challenge, Circle of Trust. They have 9 desks circled with a present in the middle. 6 people will be eliminated. Everybody's blindfolded. The guards will walk around you in a circle, and they'll tap someone on the shoulder. That person is to remove their blindfold, stand up, grab the present, and put it on someone's desk, go back, and put their blindfold back on until they tell them to remove it. And then the person who has the present has to guess who put the present on their desk. If they get it right, the person who did it is eliminated. If they get it wrong, they're eliminated. And this game's fucking cool.
So this game is really good. I have a pitch for a game for season 2.
Okay. Because
when they were talking about, like, this is going to test you guys and, like, your trust of each other and yada and all that, and how well you know each other, my thought of what was going to happen, and I think this would be a great game for season 2, is somebody is picked to be up for elimination, and they have to pick from the remaining people the person that they think, like, they know better or knows them best. And is like, oh, like, I'm like, they keep talking about how, oh, we're all such good friends, yada, 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 and all that. I really want to see them fucking test it. I want them to have to pick somebody and like, I think they know me the best. And then that person has to answer questions about them.
Yeah.
If they get too many wrong, the person up for elimination goes. And so you, as like the person who's up for elimination, need to find, you need to find somebody who, like, you're like, I think they can deliver me safely from this.
I love it. That's a great game.
Right? Isn't that such a fucked up and awesome game for the last, like, 10 people or whatever?
I love it. Let's do
it. I really... Hey, Netflix, that one's for free. You guys can have that one.
Right. Now that you've assassinated the president of Netflix...
I didn't do anything. I, myself, I've been at home this whole time. Who did you leave with? Your people. Assuming, of course, that they are still your people.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
You know that, the line from The Dark Knight. Anyways,
I know what it is.
Okay. Lorenzo's gone, so I need to be the Joker now.
Yeah, you
know, there must always be one.
So the Circle of Distrust starts, and they pick Mai first. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, great. I mean, I think it's random, but it's great.
Mai is smart enough to not pick Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of does a shitty thing here where she picks Roland.
Okay. So here's the thing that I think she does the shitty thing later. I don't think this is the shitty thing. Because when they started doing this, I thought they're playing werewolf.
Right.
Like, this is now a social deduction game. And if you want to win a social deduction game and you don't want anybody to realize that it's you, you don't. You pick the person that, like, you don't think, like, nobody would think it'd be you. Like, is it kind of shitty? Yes, but also we're down to the last, like, 9 people in this game for $4.5 million, where you're essentially playing a game of werewolf.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying it's shitty.
It's I think it's kind of shitty, but even, like, within the, like, it's the game. Like, I don't even think it's that shitty,
I wrote,
honest.
Mai's a backstabber.
I guess, but that's the point of the game. Like,
she says, who will braid your hair?
Did you see that line was? But that's, again, that's the point of the game. Like, that
here's
is what
thing.
The game
here's
is
thing.
To agree, Mike.
Sean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
She fumbles here, and Roland is just too stupid to see it. She is so nervous when he like questions her. It's ridiculous.
I think you're right. Like, I think that where she really messes up is later in the episode, but or like towards the, at the very end of the episode, but my point of view on this game is you're playing a social deduction game where the goal is to trick everybody else. So you got to do what you got to do to win, you know, the game. And so, I mean, there's no fair and decent way to play this game.
No. I'm not saying, I think she I think she should have been caught if Roland's any kind of smart. I'm not saying she didn't do the right thing.
Yeah.
He goes, Mai? And she goes, who will braid your hair? And that's not even how the game works. Like, he doesn't just pick her and she gets eliminated. Like,
no, but if he's right, she does get eliminated.
Right. But he goes, but like, then why would she say that? That makes no sense.
Because she thinks, like, I agree that she misplays
there. And he goes, that sounded
there.
Pretty pre-planned. And she goes, well, no, actually, what I'm saying is, and then he's like, no, it's okay. Like, but it's
no,
like,
I agree.
She
I
fumbles,
agree.
Dude. She fumbles
I,
hard. And
I think
she
fumbles.
Lucky. He's stupid.
I just think that, like, I mean, especially later on in the episode, they imply, like, oh, she shouldn't have done this. Like, this was wrong of her to do. But I don't think so. I think that this was just her playing the
game. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's playing the game. But it's in a game full of people who are trying to play it decently.
There is no way to play this game decently.
Mai continues to not.
But there's no way to, like, there's no way to play werewolf decently. You know, like,
the thing. I don't know. I think Phil did it.
You think Phil played it decently?
We'll talk about it. Let's keep rolling.
Okay.
So he guesses player 51. He's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He gets eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Hallie is next. And she picks Amanda.
I will say,
and I yelled yes because I love this.
I think it's, again, this is okay. First of all, my first thought is I feel like I'd make so much noise moving around if I got picked.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. They put them at desks for a reason.
Yeah. But I mean, they're playing werewolf again. I think Hallie is doing what Mai is doing, which is the right move of fucking you if you're. If you don't want people to realize that it's you, because that's what the point of the game is, you go after your friend.
Sean, I feel like you're trying to argue something with me that I'm not disagreeing with you on.
I'm not arguing it with you, I guess. I'm just trying to, like...
like, I
I'm
said,
making my
she
case.
Picks Amanda, and I love this, and you're like, yeah, but that's the right move, Mike. And I'm like, I know, I said yes!
I'm not saying it about Hallie, I'm just comparing it to the conversation we had about Mai, is all, you know?
I just don't like Mai, Sean.
I understand that. I've gotten that very clear, Mike.
I think she's terrible.
I get it.
So anyway, Amanda picks Phil, and she's gone.
Yeah, Amanda's very weird about this whole thing. Amanda Amanda doesn't get the point of the game is to agree. Like,
she does.
Amanda doesn't get that the point of this game is to, like, she's like, I don't know. I feel like she takes it personally, and it's like,
yeah.
I don't think that you should.
She's at home right now stewing.
Yeah.
About this.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
No, she is. She 100%.
Okay.
Hallie feels guilty about it.
Mm-hmm. Which I understand.
Yeah. No, I
but,
get that.
You know,
I get that. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Elliot, who the fuck is Elliot, is up next.
Not somebody who sticks around.
But he does this thing that everybody does when they get picked and they're like, oh, fuck, man, I have to pick. You know, like, it's like, yeah. This is what the game is. Like, what are you surprised about? If you don't think they're going to go through everybody one by one, which I do believe, if I remember correctly, they don't, one player doesn't go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We'll get there, though. So he is like, hey, I'm going to pick Mai because Mai's going to think it's Ashley.
Mm.
And
which is like a good idea if you think about it for about 10 seconds before you do it. And then you don't think about it anymore.
I don't think the idea is bad. I don't think picking Mai is a bad idea. But he is maybe the worst actor I've ever seen.
I think it's just, it's, I don't think it would take that long to be like, okay, yeah, like, she's gonna suspect Ashley at first, but, like, that would be too obvious. Like, right. Ashley wouldn't do that, you know?
And to me, it's like, okay, well, you want her just to pick somebody, right? Yeah. Like, that's not you. So, like, yeah. I don't think it's a terrible play, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But he,
I don't
does
think
this
his rationale is perfect, is all. Yeah.
He, like, does this eye blinky thing, like, for way too long. Like, he's like, man, it's so bright in here, which I know it is, but he does it, like, way too much. And this is where Mai's adjudication comes into play. Because she is, like, judging people.
Dude,
like,
I said that she's Sherlocking this.
She is.
It's like Benedict Cumberbatch's fucking Sherlock, where everything just fucking, like, freezes for a second. I think that Ashley plays a pretty smart game of trying to look guilty here.
Yeah, she does. She does. But also, like, Mai sees through it because Ashley's trying too hard.
Yeah.
This Elliot guy is, like, the most guilty motherfucker I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, her, it's like, if you really think Ashley's that dumb, like, I don't like Ashley, but if you really think she's that dumb,
uh-huh,
like, she doesn't even speak. She's like, I know we've had our differences, and Ashley's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. You know, and she's like shaking her leg and looking nervous, and it's like, it's almost too obvious, but he is so shifty.
Uh-huh.
Like, that it's just, to me, it's pretty obvious, and especially to someone who has a trained skill like Mai does, to figure this kind of thing out. Like, he is just...
When you operate in London solving murders alongside with a war veteran, it is very obvious, you know?
Right. I think the play in this, if you're doing this, is you smile at somebody.
You smile right at him.
You smile right at him.
Right at him.
And you, like,
yeah,
Phil,
I think that'd be
Phil kind of does it to Mai. He kind of, like, smirks at her.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, it's not him, right?
I think you need to have the flair for the dramatic that Phil does if you're going to do that, though.
Oh, and
we're
going to
talk about
next.
It.
We're coming up.
When she does, like, pick Elliot, I, for a second, because he gets up from his seat so fast, I thought he was getting up to fight her, dude.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God.
Just punches her.
Like, I thought he was going to come after mine. And, like, when it gets... like, revealed that, like, yeah, it was Elliot, and he gets out. Like, Ashley goes, oh! and he goes, it was great to meet you all, and then walks out. And I was like, that's kind of a weird last word here, but okay, yeah, sure, that's nice. That's sweet. These people are sweet.
Sure, they're all right.
For the most part, these people are sweet.
I think they're all kind of bad at this game.
I think so, too, but I don't think that's, you know, mutually exclusive.
Like, as much as I don't like
being
Mai,
sweet.
Mai's at least trying to play a game.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, is they're trying to play this game of civil decency in a world where there is no such thing as civil decency, Mike. Come on.
Okay, you're turning way too much into Joker. So Mai guesses him. She snipes him, as I wrote. He's gone. His shirt is, like, weirdly untucked in the back, and it's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
Rose, number 51, is up next, and she chooses Phil.
Dude.
And Phil...
Well, hang on. When Rose gets picked, she goes like, oh, shit. And I swear to God, I thought she was talking at first and not doing a voiceover.
Yeah.
I was like, why the fuck did you say something?
She's like, oh, shit. And
it's real to be a voiceover, but I think it was very funny.
So she picks Phil, who I've remarked before, he seems like one of the most normal, decent people on the show, right?
Uh-huh.
He's just kind of a surfer guy.
Yeah.
You know, just seems like a nice dude. And she picks him because she's like, hey, I haven't really gotten close to him.
Yeah. Which I feel like is not a great play.
No. I think I hate to say this about Rose, but every game that she's succeeded on, I've been like, how is she still here?
I mean, it's, again, especially, and I think this is what really gets her on this game, is she's playing the game of civil decency, and this is definitely the game where if you've been playing that game of civil decency this whole time, this is when you gotta stop. And she tries to do it. She tries to be fair about it. She's like, look, this is just the person I don't know this is like the person I know the least. Like, this is the nicest and most fair way that I can do this. And that's what, I mean, like, that's what gets her out. Like, because she's not willing to play the game. She's not willing to agree, you know?
So Phil gets up. Okay.
Yeah.
And he just starts marching around the room like Phoenix fucking Wright, dude.
He and does.
He's like, I have my suspicions.
He starts saying goodbye
we
to everybody.
We never got to know each other too well, and I feel like that's kind of my fault. And for that, I could have approached first, and for that, I'm sorry. And she's just kind of like, it's cool, bro, chill.
Yeah.
And Ashley, you're a good person.
He's in an anime.
There can
he's
only
the
be
protagonist.
One, that's all he says. Ashley, you're a good person. Yeah. There can only be one decision today, and I think the player that gave me the gift box is someone who had to make a difficult choice. Through no fault of their own. Like, he's just, like, doing this, like, fucking presentation. And he goes, it's Rose.
Well,
and he points at her.
The most important part of this is he clearly had made up his mind on who it was.
Oh, yeah.
And
he knew immediately.
He walks away from her so that he can have a big twist and point reveal moment.
Right.
And it plays perfectly. It's the best moment of the episode for me is him, like, walking away a little bit, and then going, it's spin around and point you.
Right. It needed anime lines on it, dude. Like,
yeah,
it was incredible. But what's really funny about it is he points at her, she gets up, and they say she's eliminated, and he's shocked.
Yeah.
He was so confident.
Yeah.
He was so like, I know who this is. And when they announce it's number 51, he goes,
yeah.
Like, he's like, I can't believe I knew this. It's almost like he goes into like a fugue state.
Look,
like,
I
when
think,
he does
know,
this, like, it's like a secret power, and he doesn't remember anything until, like, he gets out of it. And he's like, oh, it was Rose? That's terrible.
There's another personality inside of him that, like, takes over when he has to, like, play a game. He's Yu-Gi-Oh! Is what you're saying.
This amazing lawyer man. Yeah. Like, it's like, what is this? So then Ashley is up next, and she picks Phil, right? And I just typed, can he do it again? In all caps. And ladies and gentlemen, he fucking does. He's incredible. He sees the box on his desk. He's like, ah, fucking me again, you know? But he's like, I guess I got to do it to him.
And
he gets up.
He does the same, like, act while he's doing it.
Yeah. And she, for all her acting she did when Mai had the box, not super good acting here.
No.
Like, she looks, besides the leg shaking, she almost looks just as guilty. And he says, Sam, maybe our friendship was all fake. Hallie, it must be hard not being the person in the room with the most beautiful hair. Like,
which
fucking kills her.
I don't know about that.
His
I don't know about that
great,
at all.
Sean.
His hair is very nice, but, you know, let's not get crazy about it. But
Ashley,
he eats it all up.
Foe. And Ashley kind of, like, laughs because she's, like, guilty and she knows it.
Yeah.
And he's like, my, so sweet, so gentle. And then he just fucking... He's like, I've made my choice, and boom, it was you, 278. You know, it's like, it's so fucking incredible.
He's my favorite part of this episode.
He really is. I wrote in all caps, what a fucking legend. He did it. He did it. It's almost like he goes unconscious and becomes someone else.
He's the Yu-Gi-Oh guy. He's the Yu-Gi-Oh kid, dude.
He picks Ashley, and Ashley makes a Tim Robinson face like, oh, come on. Really? You think it's... Are you sure about that?
I'm trying to
are
do something.
Are you sure about that?
I'm like, trying to do something.
Right. And again, they announced that it was Ashley, and he is shocked. He goes, oh, my God. You know, like, it's like he's a whole different person. It's absolutely
insane. He wakes
insane.
Up. He has the ancient spirit of a lawyer inside of him, and he just doesn't know it. He doesn't realize it.
It's crazy. So then for the last one, because only one player needs to be eliminated, they don't show us who does it.
Genius. Genius, genius, genius. So good.
In my head, we know it's not Mai because she already went.
Yeah.
And we know it's not Hallie because she already went.
Mm-hmm.
Hallie ends up getting the box. And she does not know that Maya's done it. Because why would she know that? And so she has to pick between those three, Mai, Phil, and Sam. And she, because of Mai's play style, believes that it was Mai.
Come on, man.
When really, it was Phil. Three big dubs in a row for my guy, Phil.
Yeah.
Just an insane run. A Michael Jordan flu game style of victory here from Phil. Just one of the greatest performances in all of entertainment.
Look,
from Phil.
I'm glad that Phil, you know, played the greatest game of his life here. I'm just so upset that it had to be at the expense of her, man. Like,
yeah, that's true. In a perfect world, I'd have Mai or Sam go because I don't really care about Sam and I don't like Mai.
Yeah. I was hoping for Sam to go.
In the final three, I think Sam's like maybe the biggest like boring person that could have been there, you know?
He's just kind of a normal dude.
We learn some stuff about him, more stuff about him in the next episode. And we've already learned some. Like, we learned that he had some religious parents and was made to feel bad for being gay and disowned that, which is terrible, terrible stuff. But he's just kind of, compared to Phil, Mai, or Hallie, which Hallie, it's a little different, I guess, for us. But not as exciting of a player to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the final three, Mai is, like, totally fucking losing it at this point.
Right.
Phil is just a really fun person
Phil
to watch.
Peaked. Phil is,
you know?
I can't
imagine. And Sam is just, like, a normal, cool dude, but it's, like, right. You know.
I can't imagine being Phil after this. You know? Like.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll talk about it more in the next episode, but, yeah. Phil just an incredible performance. A legendary performance. So Hallie goes, and they go back to the room, and everything is gone except three beds, just like in the original show. And Sam asks Mai, who did you choose?
This is where she fucks up. This is where she fucks up.
Caught in a lie moment of all time. Just, I picked, because she doesn't want to say she picked Rollins, because that looks like a backstab.
But that's the fucking game that she's playing, and this is where I get mad at Mai, where I'm like, no, you just say it. You just say, I picked Rollins. Like, that. This is the game that we're fucking playing. It's down to the three of us.
I do think that the editing makes it look worse than it is.
Probably. I mean, I feel like that's been a theme throughout
because
this whole...
there's a couple shots of her looking down, and I think it's the same shot over again.
Probably.
But it's still a weird thing to lie about.
I think just whether, like, totally taking out the, like, the ability of her lie or, like, the how well she does it, the choice to lie is just the wrong one for me.
Yeah, it's maddening.
There's no reason to do it. Like, you did... Though you made the right choice in the game.
Well, like, and especially when you consider that Sam and Phil are admittedly good friends in this game.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to win either of them over. At this
no.
Point.
And it's
you
only
are,
the three
you
of you.
You are 2v1 right now.
Yeah. Like, in an ideal world, you're 1v1v1.
Right.
You know?
It's
like,
not,
in
that's
a,
not
it's not that. Happen. That's how it's going to happen. They're both against her. But, like, I have no idea why she decides to lie. It seems like such a... needless lie.
I agree. And ultimately, Mai just to me just keeps tripping into success here.
It's the choice to lie makes what she did seem bad when it wasn't. Is I think the most frustrating part on my side is like she made the right choice. And to me, because she lies, when you watch this, you're like, oh, man, I can't believe, like, oh, Mai did a bad thing. Like, that's why she lied. It's like,
It's a pattern, though, because I don't know if you remember, but she knows that when they get off the bridge that she's going to do something to throw Ashley under the bus because of how she acted, right?
Yeah.
And she's there with Chad, her bestie, Mm-hmm. And Chad's kind of like questioning, like not questioning her, but just kind of being like, oh, so what, you know, and it's very obvious she's hiding that she wants to get rid of Ashley. And so then obviously it didn't really matter because he ended up getting eliminated in that same game. Mm-hmm. But I think if she talks to him like, hey, this is what I'm thinking, maybe she doesn't make that call, or maybe mm-hmm. he aligns with her and does it too. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's just a pattern of her making these poor decisions to try and be like sneaky or hide her intentions. But it's like, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. Like nothing that yeah. you've done has mattered with this.
Yeah.
And then we get like a little like teaser for, cause this, the 10th
I did not watch the
later.
Teaser again. I'll let you okay. know. I just was like, I'll just watch the final episode, you know? So.
Okay. I will tell you, Sean,
mm-hmm.
they show an actual Squid Game court.
Okay. Exciting. I don't know how they're going to end up doing it. But I also did see in the thumbnail that it's we're going to get the dinner. So I think the thing I'm most interested in seeing in this last episode is how they're going to get down from 3-2.
Yeah,
because in the show, they get down from 3-2 with murder. And
I'll tell you,
don't think that's going to happen.
My murders fill with a steak knife. Stabs fill the death with a steak knife in front of Sam.
You know, I'm very curious to see how they whittle out one more
player.
And
then Sam rips her throat out with his teeth. And
that's
game.
Crazy.
That's how it ends. Spoilers, everybody.
Thank you for spoiling it for me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yeah, I'm very curious to see how it all plays out.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that. I won't say that. I don't want to color your experience of it at all.
I'm already going to say that I've seen mixed opinions about the finale. I know people aren't thrilled with it.
So I will say, I don't know that I'm not thrilled with it. Because in my head, I don't know how else they would have. They're not actually going to have people play Squid Game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's too obscure.
That's too, and one, I mean, it's too violent. Like,
yeah, even in the
for $4.56 million, I am beating the fuck out of whoever I'm playing in Squid Game and getting the money, right? So they have to do something that's more pacifist based.
Yeah, that's not right? as. You know,
it's not as violent. Like, even like, it's if we're playing one-on-one basketball, even, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I
it's
am
still
elbowing
maybe
the
a little.
Fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't have anything where two people for $4.5 million are physically interacting.
Yeah.
And I know
yeah.
that's what people like innately want to see because we want the bloodshed and the friction and everything.
We want them to fight in the rain like they do in the fucking show.
Right.
You know?
But
like,
that's not what this is.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Be. It can't. Then we're turning into a barbarian sport. And if you guys want that, you can watch football every Sunday. Okay? Like, if you want to see people kill themselves for your entertainment, that is the NFL, not Squid Game.
well, okay, not Squid Game, the challenge,
or the actual show, because it's a scripted show where people don't actually die. So
yeah, well, and also I guess
the
it's
NFL,
also not for.
Dudes smack their heads together to shrink their brain to the size of peas and then commit suicide. So,
and to be fair, it's not for our entertainment in the show either, because it's for all those rich people.
That's true. We are not the rich people in masks.
No.
And I will say that, you know, I watch football, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm just saying, like, we have that already,
yeah, yeah.
If that's what you want. Anyway, CTE discussion, right?
I didn't think you were gonna take it there, but you
yeah,
did.
You know, you never know where I'm gonna go. You know,
I'm glad. Like those, you know,
I'm like one of those talk show hosts that like tells you the truth. You know,
you're a man without a plan. You know, you're
and
just
if
like
I
a dog
start
chasing
to lose
a car.
The argument, I'll just pull out my phone.
Oh,
and play on my phone the whole time.
Is that a reference to something that I don't
it's
know?
It's an I think you should leave bit.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
It's good. He's like a Fox News guy, you know, like,
oh, okay.
And he's like, he's like, I'm hard hitting and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, and if I feel like I'm starting to lose the argument, I'll just pull out my phone. And he like sits there and he's like on his phone and the people are trying to talk to him. He goes, hold on. My mom got kidnapped and the kidnappers are texting me. And they're like, the kidnappers are texting you? Yeah. From her phone. Is everything okay? I don't know. Shh. Like, he's just like on his, like, slouched so in a fucking chair on his phone. That show is so goddamn. Can we do I Think You Should Leave podcast?
We got to do our BoJack podcast first. Wait, do you want to just do the bits at me?
Yeah, I just want to do the bits. That's all the podcast is. I just go, okay, so in this one, they made a game show about a robot that sticks to a magnetic wall and he moves really fast on metal. But in actuality, he can't move fast because it's a stupid setup. But, like, he moves really fast. I'm just going to explain everything. I Think You Should Leave
it. But I don't watch it. No. You're just telling me what happens.
What we're describing is literally my relationship with my brother Jason. Because I've been just trying to get him to watch the show forever. And then, like, something will happen where it's like, oh, this is, like, an I Think You Should Leave thing. And he'll be like, oh, yeah? And then I'll tell him the sketch. And I'm like, you should just watch it. And he's like, nah. And I'm like, okay, I'll explain it to you. So he goes to the drive-thru window, and he's like, 55 fries, 55 fries. You know, like, and I just have to explain the bit to him. And he laughs. And I'm like, dude, this would be so much funnier if you just watched the show. But he, like, refuses to.
And I feel like he would be so into that show. If you want to hear some of the antics of you and your brother, where could they go to listen to that, Mike?
Don't segue me. I'm bitching about my brother. You can watch us on twitch.tv/superspaghettibros, or we have a podcast that we do bi-weekly called The Ansem Report, where we talk about Kingdom Hearts. And we do lots of other stuff sometimes, but that's mostly what we do. Where can people find you, Sean?
On Twitter, @Sean_AFK, talking about things.
I love that we've just decided to not call it X.
Why would I ever do that?
No, I'm okay with it. I'm just saying I like it.
I saw somebody tweet today. They were like, be honest, when was the last time you called X Twitter? And I was like, fucking...
Every day.
Yeah. I cannot imagine anybody fucking calling it X and not being just the biggest loser imaginable.
Yeah, imagine being Elon Musk, dude.
I know.
You have all the money in the world, and you still have L Riz. I've never said that phrase in my life.
Anyway, yeah, it's not. It doesn't fit you, really.
I agree to end this episode.
I agree. Let's get out of here, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch the next one on Christmas.